Well, there's a lot of people in this world that are stuck in limbo at the moment for various reasons. Somebody who has won the Victorian Teacher of the Year for 2 years, a 737 pilot, a bit of background in aviation. Somebody, as well as his wife, who's a specialist teacher here in tropical North Queensland, we'd be opening our arms and saying, welcome, come and stay, come and live in our part of the world. But for Chris, he's stuck in Victoria. They kind of want him moved out of Victoria, and he's really in a bit of a situation of no man's land. He joins me this morning. Chris Barry, how's your day been so far, Chris?
Well, look, it hasn't been too bad. It started off all right until I just heard Dan Andrews, or, you know, well, the actual news from yesterday where we had the figures, the infection figures go up to 28, which is really, really disappointing because the day before that it was 11. So it sort of makes my plight a little bit worse than what it is.
Now, you know, what's been one of the most annoying things for you down there? Because obviously you're in a situation where you can't come into Queensland. The borders are shut. You're obviously keen, you know, when there's people like Tom Hanks and of course, all the AFL teams here in Queensland. We know you're important, but unfortunately you just can't quite, you know, seem to get across the line. What's making it worse in Victoria? And I guess what's one of the most annoying factors, apart from this 28 that's just been recorded for yesterday?
It's the uncertainty. That's the problem for me. Look, as you said, I've won Teacher of the Year twice in a row down here. My wife is a specialist teacher as well. We've got so much to offer the students of far north Queensland, and that's what we want to do. And we made our mind up many years ago to make this move. Just at the time, our kids were a little bit too young to do that, and so we held off until the beginning of next year. But you see, the issue that I've got is that I have, although I have got ongoing employment up in Cairns at the schools up there, I offer specialist subjects like aviation, where I teach people how to fly aeroplanes from year 10 onwards, and make them commercial pilots at the end of year 12. And I've written a course down here, and that's what I've been doing for 7 years. So it's something that I want to bring up to far north Queensland. And I also want to try and get the girls involved as well, and to try and get more girls on board. I've secured sponsorship and these sponsors are willing to follow me up to Queensland and offer that to some students of far north Queensland, and give them opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't have had. And maybe aviation is something that they would like to consider, but the cost is a factor that's holding them back. And what I'm trying to do is just break down those walls and, provide people with opportunities. And that's what I'm about, and also getting into the drone scene as well. But the uncertainty is that I have to tell the Victorian government down here by the 6th of October whether or not I'm leaving, and that's the actual deadline that I've got. But I've had an application in the system with the Queensland Health now for 2 months, and I haven't really heard anything. And so even if that 6th of October comes along, I have to tell the government what I'm doing down here. It's either I'm staying or I'm going. But the problem is that if I say I'm going and those borders are still shut, then I don't have a job at all, because I can't just, you know, walk into my job back here in Victoria.
And sure.
So it's just that horrible uncertainty of not knowing what's going on. And every time I try and ring, I don't get any answers. So I've actually written a personal letter to Anastasia Palaszczuk. I also forwarded that by email, but I did get an email back from them saying that she wasn't responsible for that, and that I should direct my concerns to Dr. Jeanette Young. And so I've written a personal letter to her by mail, because I've tried to email, but the emails keep on bouncing back for some reason.
They're possibly full, because there's a few people that are certainly a bit angry. Let's just go back a step with respect to the aviation. Obviously, there's concerns for the aviation industry worldwide, but, you know, we're a big country. We rely very much on aviation. And that aviation hub that's basically started to emerge here in Cairns, it's a great opportunity for locals, for young people, and I guess to be, situated as a real aviation hub for Southeast Asia and, of course, the Pacific region as well. This is a real positive that we'd love to see you in town for, Chris.
No, I think it's a great opportunity for young people. And before this pandemic, there was, a lot of opportunity out there for a lot of people. The pandemic came around and it all just went downhill very rapidly after that. But, I mean, I'm very positive and I'm optimistic, and I'm sure that it's going to bounce back again, and it's going to be a lot, it's going to come back much bigger and stronger as well, because you're going to have a lot of older pilots who aren't flying at the moment who might just say, listen, this is the time for me to retire and get out that way. And I think that that's what you'll find with a lot of the industry. And that's going to open up a lot of doors for a lot of young people. And now, the most important thing that I can think that you can do at school at the moment is to make a start on your career now. So if you've got aviation in your mind and you want to be a pilot and that's what you want to do, then that's what you should start focusing on from about year 8 or 9 onwards, and start thinking like a captain, because airlines don't employ first officers. Airlines only employ, you know, potential captains, and that's the mindset that you have to, you know, you have to think around. So it's no good fronting up to an airline saying, oh, my goal is to be a first officer, because they'll just wave you goodbye. You have to have those career goals and those aspirations. And a lot of the talks that I've been to when I take students to, you know, Avalon air show and things like that, where they have a student day there, you get a lot of, you know, big top guns who stand there and talk to the kids and say how great their job is and what they do and the like. And that's all very well and good, but you see that the missing piece there is that they're not telling, you know, they'll tell kids what to do when they leave school, but they won't go and address what kids should be doing at school now to get into that position. And that's where I come in and I fill that gap.
Well, look, we're certainly keen to have you here. Lockdown's the issue, and it's kind of catching you both ways. Do you feel like joining some of those anti-lockdown protesters though, Chris?
They make me absolutely furious, and I cannot believe that how stupid some people can be. I mean, protesting about anti-lockdown does not move anybody forward. In fact, the only thing that it can do is move us backwards. And, you know, it's so disappointing to see the numbers go up when they've started to come down. Mm. And just as proof of just how stupid these people are, I mean, they thought that they were successful because, you know, the police mission to go and put them away cost about $100,000, and they thought that that was a win. But what they don't understand is that that's taxpayers' money. And when you look at taxpayers' money, it's actually their money as well.
Sure.
And so it just shows you how narrow-minded some of these people can be. But just about the lockdown and up in Queensland, I've got no problem with what the government is doing in protecting the Queensland people. And sure, I perfectly understand that. It's just that I just sort of need some sort of direction as to what my next move is by the 6th of October. And so it's not having a go at anybody that, you know, Queensland has got those borders closed. It's the uncertainty of what am I going to be doing? How long is this anticipated to last for? Because there's just no answers and no keys in there whatsoever, or a hint of what might happen, so then I can make some, you know, informed, hopefully positive choices.
And look, you know, it's a shame it's become so politicised in so many ways. Just polls in the last few days showing that 62% of Victorians fully supporting exactly what Dan Andrews has done, and Queenslanders getting right behind the Chief Medical Officer and Anastasia Palaszczuk. But of course, you're in a situation where even if you got support and understand that bigger picture, it makes life really difficult. It's something you don't really think about unless you're in your specific position. Let's hope the borders and, of course, the skies open up really soon, and you and your wife are going to be here spending, you know, some wonderful years in our Cairns region. Good luck, Chris. It's been great to talk to you this morning.
Good on you, Mario. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been great to speak to you, Chris. And I guess the bottom line is those protesters, and I think that's Chris's real bottom line, have just destroyed it and made it even more difficult. You know, there's more economic pain as a result of these people trying to buck the system and refusing to accept the science and the medical science. Hope things start to change, you know, change for Chris and his wife, and we see them up in this part of the world in due course. We'll keep an eye on exactly what happens with Chris and let you know as well.
Does your small business